And yet we marvel over the adaptability of humanity to adjust to these changes that you have to realize and put it in perspective, that over many thousands and thousands of years, change did not happen in the way it is happening now. Granted, the last 12, 13,000 years have definitely been a post-technological survival period, meaning that high states of living and understanding of natural law were destroyed, wiped out. Many versions of humankind were scattered. Earlier this evening, Lynn brought in some... what did you bring in, Lynn?
There were symbols that they found in the Four Corners area, and underneath the ground near the giant bridge.
Yes, these were symbols that were on the Greg Nielsen giant DVD, that if someone wants to see it, they can check with Chet Snow's website, chetsnow.com or something like this, at the conference. He was a presenter in November, and there were remarkable photos of... various forms of writing on a wide variety of artifacts, and the writing was all quite different. It was not, let's say, indicative of one particular script or style. And what did you discover in doing your research, Lynn?
Well, a predominant set of symbols in there were looked like Ogham, which is Old Irish.
And Old Irish, of course, would be, you know your history, you're connected to, again, the Celti, or the Celtic giants, who eventually migrated to Ireland.
And then there were other symbols that matched identically to Anatolia, which is now Turkey. And just a few from a culture called a Vinča culture, which is a Neolithic culture in Serbia. And then... there was one that matched exactly from an African Ogham, which would have meant a mixture of African symbolism with the old Irish symbolism. And then there was one sign that was represented a supernova, and the other one was the moon.
So let's play with some of these symbols tonight. You are in phase three, and you've had 20 years of training. Some of you, Roger, been here for all 20, yes, along with Karen. And the rest of you have joined on at various periods. So let's play with this for a little bit and understand that symbols are very important, and they do not always connect by letter to sound, to word, to image. The way you use symbols today in writing is very, very different than the way the giants of old or other cultures would have used script. You follow? And sometimes there were cultures, particularly some of the giants, who were able to transfer energy pictures into the script. And if one had the properly attuned consciousness, that script could be easily, let's say, seen, not necessarily read. You follow this? Mm-hmm. Where today you look to read something. Oh, look at these scribbles. What do they mean? In times of old, people could... let's say, imbue the energy of their consciousness in physical reality and from non-physical reality, and etch something on a piece of gold or carved into stone or something, and that image itself released today what you would use electronically to push a button to release the same kind of images. You follow? Mm-hmm. One of the most primary keys to translating energies that are of an ambiguous and, let's say, cryptic nature, is the ancients did not wear high heels.
What?
The ancients did not wear high heels.